237-5948, 800-880-5346 are our phone numbers. Not going to take phone calls right now because we're going to go to Moorhead, Minnesota and check in with one of the city council men, city councilors, city council women in Moorhead. Her name is, what is the proper title, by the way? I should know this.
I think it's councilwoman.
We'll go with councilwoman. Councilwoman Nancy Otto from the great city of Moorhead, Minnesota, talk about some downtown improvement issues in Moorhead. Councilwoman Otto, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on.
I like talking about this issue because I know that downtown Moorhead has some challenges, but I look ahead and say, let's get something done. Let's make an improvement in downtown Moorhead. Let's make it active. Let's make it lively. Let's make it fun. Can we get there? Can we get there, Nancy?
Oh, I think we can. I think we can. We had a very good turnout at our meeting the other evening, and it was really heartwarming to hear so many people have such an interest and really caring about our downtown Moorhead. That was very, very good and great, very good points that were brought out. Points like our downtown is actually just blocks from over 10,000 college students, a real interest from the arts community, successes in our downtown like Ushers and Herbergers. And then there were others that stated, well, you know, there were people there that lived, you know, that live in those new condos down by the rivers there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, in our downtown, we can walk four blocks and get to everything, including a grocery store, because we still have our Hornbachers mm-hmm. in our downtown area. There's restaurants, a mall, river and biking paths and walking paths, the Rourke, Heritage Yom Kom Center. So, you know, those were all some very, very positive things. But, of course, we've got more to do.
Well,
and that's where we want to pull in everyone's ideas and suggestions.
So there's no doubt those are all positives. But as you pointed out, there are some challenges and there are some negatives to downtown Moorhead. You know, the railroad tracks and the mm-hmm. corridor along there. And I think you mentioned that some of the property owners don't keep up their property and,
right.
and other things. So how do we get past that? What things can be put in place to make that area an area where the college kids from MSUM and Concordia walk to? And instead of walking to the Dairy Queen and walking back to campus, maybe they stick around downtown and they go hang out on a
right.
plaza somewhere and
right.
have a cup of coffee or bring their iPads. And, you know, me and my wife and kid can go down and have a sandwich and a Coke and hang out in a nice energetic area. How do we get there? What's the next step?
Well, you know, we have created a new TIF district, that's Tax Increment Financing District, which is similar to a Renaissance Zone for that downtown Fargo has, so that you, for whatever improvements you do to a piece of property, you keep those property taxes for a certain number of years, and then you're able to put that towards your improvements. And then we also have property tax credits or rebates for not only new homeowners, but also for those that build apartment buildings and retail, as well as, of course, our primary sector out in our industrial parks. So we've got programs in place. And so now we are really going, and we have a new staff member, Matt Maslowski, on staff. That he was the one that organized this meeting in our downtown at the Rourke. And so he is serving us well and being much more aggressive in going out in meeting with business owners and citizens. And so that's our next step, is to get interest from some more developers for our downtown.
The editorial in today's forum, written by Jack Zaleski, said that Moorhead needs to stop, you know, battling Fargo and stop, you know, worrying so much about Fargo and kind of find its own niche. And I, you know, Jack, I think, has long been an unfair critic of Moorhead while maybe overlooking some things in other communities that you would normally, you know, rip on about Moorhead. But I don't sense that Moorhead at this point is complaining or whining about Fargo. I think that, you know, people like yourself and Mark Altenberg and you know, some of the other council people look at Fargo as an opportunity for downtown Moorhead. Oh, how can we tie things together?
One thing that was mentioned was that we would like to complement Fargo's downtown, and there is no reason. I mean, back in our, decades gone by, people used to walk across the bridge from downtown Fargo to downtown Moorhead, and they did it frequently. And we even talked, that was one thing brought out by Councilmember Mark Hintermeyer, was building a downtown walking bridge across our downtown areas and really tie us together, because really what benefits one benefits another as well.
I'm actually going to give credit for that, I think, to Mike Williams, a Fargo City Commissioner, because he's mentioned that before.
Yes,
From the new flood protection area down near the Civic Center, then making a walking bridge across over to the Hemcoms
right.
Park area over
yes.
there. So I'm going to...
Just as long as they make it with a high enough arch that the Ruby can still go under it for the river tours.
I think they will. What are the challenges? You know, I mean, one advantage that downtown Fargo does have, and you mentioned the TIF district, but Fargo, I think, has a much more simple renaissance zone. Is it difficult to attract businesses to downtown Moorhead as compared to downtown Fargo? And could Moorhead maybe steal some of those businesses that are looking at downtown Fargo and say, now, wait a second, instead of going over there and being one of 75 bars in downtown Fargo, why don't you come over here in Moorhead and be one of, you know, 10 bars in downtown Moorhead? Let's have a little identity with your bar in our city. Can we do that and be that aggressive?
Oh, yeah. I think that's very... I don't know if... You know, I don't want to come across as wanting to steal any businesses, but there are a number of businesses that have, you know, like... JL Beers, for instance. They're both in Fargo and in Moorhead. And you know, you can be successful in both areas. And, you know, we have a large student population. We have, as was mentioned at the public meeting, we have a number of middle-aged people, the baby boomers moving towards retirement. We have interest from young families with children. So there's interest from all segments that really want to bring more life to our downtown. And so we actually ended the meeting by talking about a group that we'd like to get together to try to pull our downtown retailers into more of a retail group and try to plan some more downtown events to help market our downtown with a joint effort.
What challenge are the railroad tracks? Because I got onto this topic the other day because somebody called in, Nancy, and said, there's been a train sitting in downtown Moorhead now for an hour. It hasn't moved. It's blocking traffic. People can't get through. What can be done about the railroad tracks, if anything? I know that this has been a topic ongoing for 50 years, probably, in Moorhead.
Right. But there's a couple of things that we've got in the works. Number one, there's been some unnecessarily long wait times as those trains are coming into town, and that is due to some older software that was installed when we had the quiet zone done.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are working one corridor at a time, and this year into next spring, it's going to be on First Avenue North, and then after that, it'll be Center and Main. But what happens, the trains come into town, and they trigger those light changes, which are designed to do that. They're designed to stop train traffic, vehicular traffic from getting onto the train tracks, you know,
sure.
as soon as that's
mm-hmm.
triggered. Well, then the train slows down,
mm-hmm.
and so it is for an unnecessarily long period of time. And so that is going to be shortened up. We are looking at ways that we can make some designated right-hand turns and that will help free up some traffic. And then in addition to that, whenever we're able to shake some money free, we really do want to build an additional underpass over by 2021st Street, over by the Stop and Go, the Moorhead High School area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when that is built, that's also, like you mentioned, there was a train stop downtown. Well, that's because there's a switching yard out there in Dilworth. And when those trains come in, they will back up and go forward, and that will eliminate that because there is going to be what's called a railroad Y, W-Y-E, and that will eliminate that standstill traffic in our downtown area.
I got you. Nancy, thank you. I scheduled you for yesterday, and I messed up, so I didn't get you on yesterday, so thanks for making time for us
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, and yep. love to tout our downtown. We can do better, and we will.
Well, you know what? We need to tout Moorhead on my radio program as much as possible because every chance the forum gets, they knock Moorhead around like a little
bad.
You know, lost cat for some reason, and I don't think it's really fair. So and Mark Hintermeyer and Mike Hewlett and Mark Altenberg and Luther Stuhlen, you all know you're welcome on here to tout the greatness of Moorhead anytime you want, Nancy.
Well, thank you. Yep. I appreciate it a lot.
You bet.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Nancy Otto, City Councilwoman from Moorhead, Minnesota.